the next major debate before Congress is budget-oriented and a potential government shutdown that looms on October 1st. How concerned are you that it would come to a shutdown on October 1?
I'm very concerned about a government shutdown. Look, I lived through the 17-day government shutdown in October of 2013. One of the worst days I've had in public life was going to Dover Air Force Base and listening to the justifiable, the understandable anger by Dover Base contractors, almost all of them veterans, who'd had their pay docked, who'd been sent home, and who didn't understand how it was possible that the partisan bickering and the inability to do our jobs in Congress had led to this. It would have significant consequences for Delaware, from poultry inspectors to federal housing loan processors to support for volunteer fire companies to the Dover Air Force Base contractors. And it was, in my view, sort of reckless egging on by a few firebrand conservatives that led to the shutdown last time. It didn't accomplish its goal. Their goal was to defund the Affordable Care Act, which was never going to happen by shutting down the government. This time, there's a very passionate, very energized debate about Planned Parenthood, which by law does not receive federal funding for abortions. It's a very passionate issue that deeply divides our country, and I don't think should be used as the basis for shutting down the federal government. Doing so will not lead the president to reverse his position on supporting Planned Parenthood or me to reverse my position in supporting Planned Parenthood. But it will harm our country. It'll hurt our reputation globally. It'll hurt our economy. It'll hurt families and businesses here in Delaware. So we have the debt ceiling coming up again. We have the highway bill that we need to reauthorize. This is a Republican Congress, House and Senate. I serve on the Appropriations Committee. We've had a more functional, more constructive appropriations process this year than in previous years. All of the subcommittees had markups. But if we shut the government down, all that work goes out the window.
I was going to say it did seem that there was some movement in that appropriations process in the past year. Are you worried at all that not just the Planned Parenthood issue, but also even this debate over the Iran deal has kind of created a more divisive atmosphere once again?
You know, the opposition to the Iran agreement is bipartisan. There's a number of Democrats, I think four ultimately, who oppose it. But I think the way that the debate was conducted was sharper and more partisan than was constructive or necessary. You know, at the end of the day, historically, the American senators and congressmen who disagreed vigorously over matters of foreign policy, national security, were able to find their way to speak with one voice on the international stage. And that's really no longer the case. And I think that's really regrettable. I've worked hard to have real Republican friends in the Senate that I can introduce bills with and work with. And I wish more folks got to hear and see how genuinely civil and constructive we're able to be to each other. But that's mostly on second-tier issues, on things like the Iran deal or Planned Parenthood or the balance between defense spending and domestic spending. We pretty sharply divide along partisan lines, and I think that's unfortunate because historically, only when we're bipartisan are we able to reach and craft the kinds of agreements that sustain forward movement. That's how democracy works. We have to compromise.
Pope Francis is coming to the United States. We'll speak before Congress later this month. Obviously, he will have a message for lawmakers. What do you expect to hear from the Pope?
I'm very much looking forward to the Pope's address. You know, it's a rare occasion when we welcome a head of state, and he is technically speaking as a head of state. But I think Pope Francis has re-energized a global conversation about poverty, about economic justice, about climate change. I expect that he will there's an old saying in theology that the challenge of a Christian leader is to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. And I'm confident that this Pope will afflict all of us who are comfortable. I expect he will raise issues of life, both the death penalty and abortion, pointedly. And I expect he will raise issues of climate change and economic justice, pointedly. And I welcome that. I think it's important for us to be challenged to respect the spiritual as well as the political challenges that lie in front of all people in the world, particularly at a time of such a deep economic inequality and uncertainty.